Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
And who do I have in here that loves to drink coffee? Anybody here online? All campuses. Okay, some of you guys like coffee. Anybody like tea? Anybody like tea? Okay, maybe you're on YouTube watching this rebroadcast. You're like, yeah, tea. Okay, let me, one more time for participation. Anybody like water? Anybody? Okay, almost every hand. I'm sure it was the same at all campuses. The other day, I was here in St. Louis, and my family and I, we were down in an area called the Central West End, and we were getting some coffee, and it was so great that we were down there, you know, getting something to drink, and we were sitting in this area, and then we got up. Well, I had went and bought some brand new pants that I love. Like, you ever gotten some pants and you're like, ooh, these make me look skinny. Hello, somebody. I like these. And then you turn to the other side and you're like, oh, I really like them. They even got built-in ventilation system. Hello, somebody. Like, you, these are incredible. So I'm walking and, you know, we got done drinking some coffee and I'm walking and all of a sudden somebody goes, I was like, whoa, hello, my wife's right next to me like Jesus. So then I keep walking and I get another few. And then the last one I saw goes, you know, and I was like, oh, what was that look for, you know? And next thing I know, I asked my wife, I'm like, babe, I don't know what it is. I don't know, maybe these pants are just incredible. Or I don't, maybe is my butt just looking good, girl? I've been doing squats, you know? And she's like, let me see. Okay, looking good, turn. And she's like, oof. You know, it's never a good thing when your wife laughs at you. So immediately I'm like, yo, girl, what is it? You know, like pulling my shirt down, trying to hide it. She said, you got to see this. She takes a picture. She shows me. I turn. My whole family's busting up laughing. And if I had not somehow sat in a seat that literally a toddler or somebody like a toddler had missed their mouth completely, it looked like I had sat in a whole mess of nachos. I had nacho cheese all over my butt. I felt like the rest of the day, everybody's looking at my nacho butt. You know, I was like trying to cover it up. Don't look. But sometimes we just need laughter. Everybody say laughter. Sometimes in life we have to LOL. That's my message today. Very simple. LOL. Say it with me. LOL. One more time. LOL. Let me ask you what that means at all campuses. What does LOL mean? Anybody know? Laugh out loud. That's right. At all campuses, I'm sure you understand, laugh out loud. If you get in a text, what does that mean? You're laughing out loud at a situation. You know, in that moment, we all have opportunities to get frustrated, to get embarrassed, you know, like, oh my gosh, I got nacho butt. You know what I mean? Like, what is that opportunity in your life? What did that look like? When did you get embarrassed? Did you choose to laugh? Did you choose to get sad or mad? Or what was it? What was your outcome of the state of what you're in? Were you laughing? Were you mad? Today, I want us to learn to laugh out loud. And we're actually going to dig into some context of the story of David. So if you have your Bibles, your app, or if you're online, you can go there. Or if you're on YouTube, open another window in Google and find your Bible and go to 1 Samuel 16. And I'm going to paraphrase some of it, but the first part that I want to focus on is the anointing of David becoming king. Samuel's coming, and it says that he goes to the house of Jesse where the Lord had called him. And he goes to the house of Jesse, and David is one of eight, yet Jesse only brought seven to Samuel to see who would be anointed. So when the seven were there, Samuel went by each. Nope, this isn't the one, this isn't the one, this is the one. He asked Jesse, is there anyone else? And we find in the text, and he says, there remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, then send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So maybe you're at Ferguson Florissant today and you've had an opportunity in life where that felt like you kept getting looked over on the promotion, that you were actually the one working your butt off in the field, in your cubicle. There's somebody two cubicles down that you know all they've been doing is streaming the Blues hockey game because they've been playing playoffs, not working, you know what I mean? And all they're doing, but yet they get the promotion and it's easy to be dismayed. It's easy to lose your joy when something like that's happening. But what we have to do is be like David and say, you know what? I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be found faithful in the field. So he gets the anointing. And what I love about the anointing is he comes up, the horn gets put over his head, the oil flows down, he receives it. But when he is anointed king, where did he go? Do you know? Where did he go? To the palace? No. Where'd he go? He went right back to the field. He didn't go to the place that he was anointed in that moment, but he had to go back to the season where he had to be faithful, because in the Bible says, if you're faithful over the little, God will make you ruler over much. We can handle getting anointed, but can we handle what the anointing brings? I want to encourage somebody today that we have to be able to laugh out loud in moments, because we have to know that God's timing is perfect. He's never late. He's never early. But I can tell you, he is right on time. But can we choose to laugh in the seasons? Come on, let's give God some praise. Now, the second part we find David is David and Goliath. Many of you in Bible school, that was probably one of your favorites. I know it was one of mine. And you see, Goliath is this giant. And, you know, David comes down. And I love, because I always look at David as that person, because he really wasn't at the battle. He wasn't where Goliath and all his three brothers were, or three of his brothers. But what he was is he was still in the field where he was called. He was in his calling, but then watch, his dad sends him to go send food to his brothers. So it actually says in scripture that he brings basically a plate of cheese and bread. He brings it down. Have you ever went to a restaurant? My wife, Pastor Morgan of West Palm, loves these things. They're called charcuterie boards. I don't know if I said it right, but anyways, for today, it's called a charcuterie board, I think. Anyway, so it's like really cute, all these cubes of cheese, you know, like crackers and all this stuff. But can you just think of this dude? He's coming down like a little waiter with a charcuterie board. Come on. If that ain't bougie, I don't know what is. You coming down to the war lines and you're like, hey, y'all, I got cheese and crackers. Hey. They're like, do you see this? We got a problem. There's this massive guy, but David comes in and he does not succumb to the attitude of everyone else around him, but yet he stays strong in the Lord. And this is what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17:11. Says, when Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. I want you to say that with me. Say, greatly afraid. Come on, all campuses, greatly afraid. That's key, because watch how David comes in and what he does here, Ferguson Floor. So watch this. This is incredible. I love this. David comes in and he points to Goliath. And he says, for who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? He says, your servant has struck down both lions and bears. But this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one like them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. So David goes to Saul. He says, hey, I'm going to take this on. The king is promising whoever can take down Goliath all of these riches that he will set their family free and he will bless them. I want to do that. I feel like I have the strength. Watch that key word. I have the strength to do this. I've done it with the lions. I've done it with the bears. Who is he? He's just a human. Isn't it funny? He's kind of like poking at him. Because back in the day, it's basically he's calling him a fool when he's saying, you uncircumcised Philistine, I'm looking at you like you ain't nothing. He's basically telling him he's nothing, yet everyone is magnifying him, making him something bigger than he is. I think many of us, we have a lot of Goliaths in our life. We have a lot of things that people around us are magnifying and making way bigger than they are. But if we just stay strong in the Lord and we have joy, we can actually take on those Goliaths like David did and say, who are you? Do you see this? Don't come against my relationship. I'm stronger than ever. Don't come against my promotion. That promotion is mine. And I call it and I prophesy it over my life. Because do you know who I am? I am made in a purpose. Or I have made with a purpose. That I am made in God's image and he has called me for such a time is this. David finds himself. He then goes down, shows himself as a shepherd boy with a staff to throw off Goliath. While then he throws down his sling and he takes and he throws. Many of you know the story. He throws a smooth stone. It hits him in the head. It says that it actually knocks Goliath off his feet. It actually paralyzes him for a moment. He falls down. In that moment, David runs over and capitalizes, takes the sword of the thing that was presenting itself as the biggest problem in his life and his family's life, takes it and he cuts off his head. And this is what we find in the scripture. He killed him and he cut off his head. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. I want to encourage somebody today that you got to chop off the thing that is looking so big in your life today. Because when you do, those things that came with it are going to flee. Those things that have been trying to hold you down to make them look like they're way bigger than they are, they will flee left and right to the north, the south, the east, and the west away from you as fast as they came. When you choose to be strong in the Lord. No, not for the Lord, right? But in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So I want to unpack a few points today. And if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. The first one is laugh out loud. I want you all campuses to say that with me. Say, laugh out loud. Come on, one more time. Say, laugh out loud. In Nehemiah 8:10, it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And in Hebrew, it's actually really great because if you study it, it says that it's the word chedva, meaning joy or gladness. The root of the word for joy in this context means to rejoice or to be glad. I think what's interesting is I studied joy and I studied laughter. I found that on average, every day, on average, a child will laugh 200 times a day. But an adult will only laugh 4. Why is that? Well, I think as I've tried and really looked into it, I find that, let me ask you this question. In all campuses, who has a mortgage? Anybody got a mortgage? Raise your hand. Come on. No, I'm 9, I'm 9 to 5. I'll sell you my mortgage. Anybody want my mortgage? Who's got a car? Anybody got a car? You got a note on your car? Anybody got a job? Let me, come on. If you need a job, raise your hand. No, I'm just kidding. So if you, at all campuses, if you have one of those things, there's probably a little bit of stress. There's probably a little bit of pressure. There's probably a few things that's trying to steal your joy because you're trying to make ends meet. You're trying to make things happen. And when you do that and you take on more things and responsibilities in life as an adult, all of a sudden you start to lose your joy. But the enemy knows that. Because if he can stress you out, he can steal your joy. If he can steal your joy, he can steal your strength. And you'll never be as strong to be able to love as good as be able to do what God has called you to do if you first don't have joy. Come on, somebody say joy. But laughter isn't the only thing that can bring joy. Any foodies in the place? Anybody love food at any campus? Come on, first and Florist. And I know Pastor Omar and Ryan Potter are be like, Pastor Morgan at West Palm's like, love me some food. Actually, real quick, real shout out. There's a place down when y'all come visit us in Florida. I'm just saying, in the winter prime months, you come down. There's this place called Benny's on the Beach. You just got to give me 2 seconds. I'm sorry. They have these chicken and waffles. Lord, I tasted and seen, and the Lord is good. So if you love chicken and waffles, you got to come down because it's incredible and it's on the beach. Where was I? Because all of a sudden my mind went there. I'm already hungry. You know what I'm saying? Stress, stress, stress. How many of us have stress? You know, but I love food. I love food. That brings me joy. And so there's a restaurant that I was at the other day called Cracker Barrel. You know, there's Cracker Barrel here at our city. In West Palm, there's one off 95 and 45th. I go there all the time. And when I go, they bring me these little corn muffins and apple butter. Ooh, Lord. See, you can tell. Just food brings me joy, even talking about it. In Ferguson, Florissant, there's actually one right down the road. There's a Cracker Barrel. I think when we plant church campuses as Faith Church, we just need to make sure there's a Cracker Barrel within 2 miles. How many agree to that? You know what I mean? Like, the joy of the Lord is found in Cracker Barrel. That's not biblically proven, but you know what? For the moment, just deal with it. So I go, and is it only me, or when you go to Cracker Barrel, is it not like you're going to eat at a garage sale? You walk in, it's like, oh, that shirt's $10. I'll give you $5. I'll get $5 right now. You know, it's like, oh, and over here you can go get some candy. And over there we have your apples. And oh, over there we even got toys for the kids. Hey, that's kind of broken. I'll give you $2 for that one. $2? Going once, going twice? No, we'll just take it in the back. What? I thought it was a garage sale. But then you walk in, there's all this stuff on the wall. You know, it's like, oh, there's a tractor hanging over there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You walk in, you're like, what? Like, what is this? And then you go and you get a seat. They sit you at a table and you look up and there's like, rusty tractor equipment. Is that a plow above my head while I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to order? And then you look at it and you're like, is that held up with fishing line? Like, is that even safe? Is that to code? I don't know. Is that, you know? But they come out, and so this server came the other day, and man, I was so hungry. And I always get the same thing if you're like me. I get the same thing for some reason. When I know I like something, I go to a restaurant, I get the same thing. So I go, but I want to change it up. So I asked her, hey, what's good? She's like, hey, you know, you got, I was like, you know, is biscuits and gravy good? She said, oh, so good to make you want to slap your mama. I'm like, that's awkward. She's right here. It's okay, Mom. It's all right. Not getting the biscuits. You know, let me ask you this. My mother, she loves pancakes with blueberries, you know, really crispy around the edges. She loves those. Are those good? You know, what are those like? Oh, they're so good. You make you want to slap your daddy with a baseball bat. I'm like, yo, do you have a less violent menu? I just want to eat, okay? I don't want to hurt anyone. It's all right, Mom, I'm not getting biscuits, okay? Chill out. But the next thing you know, they bring the biscuits. And then they bring apple butter, and you're like, okay, just one. Two. Put some apple butter on there. Three. You're going to want to wait in the car, Mom. You know, I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about laughter, things that bring me joy. And I know you're like me. It could be through laughter. It could be through food. And maybe if you're not laughing today, and maybe you couldn't see it on the podcast, but I was just eating my hand as if it was a biscuit. And I'm sorry, but that's funny. I don't care who you are. And I just put hand sanitizer on my hands, and my God, it tastes terrible. Anyways, bring it back, Austin. Come on. No side trails. Many things can bring us joy. Today, if you're not laughing at all, if anything, choose to laugh at my pants, man. Come on, you see these rips? Like, I know some of you are just laughing because of that. But if you're not laughing, maybe your laughter is just a little bit rusted. I want to encourage you today, if you're not laughing in life, maybe you need to go up to Home Depot. You need to get some WD-40, spray it on that bad boy, put some elbow grease into that, shine it up, make it work again. But today, before you leave, I want to encourage you. I'm going to share with you how to get your laugh back. One of the ways we do that is sometimes when we don't feel like doing stuff in our household, Pastor David and my mom and dad, Pastor David and Pastor Nicole, they say, hey, we got to do it by faith. So something I want to introduce to you today is we're going to laugh by faith at all campuses. Are you ready? All campuses, on the count of three, we're going to laugh together. Are you ready? All right, Ferguson, Florissant, West Palm, Weldon, Spring. Everybody else is ready except for, I'm just kidding. All right, ready? One, two, three. Come on. Okay, that was good. I'll give you another shot in a little bit. I'll give you another shot in a little bit. But you got to be able to laugh, because when you laugh, you got the joy. Say, I got joy. When I think I got joy, I think of that Sunday school song. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Where? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Woo! Look at you! You're all saved. Congratulations! But a merry heart, the Bible says, does good like a medicine. Are we taking our medicine? Do we have a joyful heart? You know, I heard a joke the other day. There was this blonde and her husband. They're at their house, and their neighbors had these dogs. Nothing worse than a neighbor who has dogs, and they put them outside, and they just keep barking when you're trying to sleep. Anybody got that neighbor? Any campus? All campuses? A few of you here? I just want to apologize publicly. I'm that neighbor, okay? I got two little dogs, and I live in a condo, and man, I always feel bad for our neighbors. But anyways, so there's this blonde and her husband. The dogs are barking. She's had enough. She's like, you know what? I'm going to deal with it. She leaves. She goes over. The husband's like, where is she going? You know, she leaves. All of a sudden, he hears the barks of the dogs get louder and louder and louder. And he's like, what is going on? Next thing you know, she comes into the room. He's like, babe, what'd you do? The dogs are louder than ever. She said, well, I went over to their yard. I grabbed their dogs and put them in our backyard. And let's see how they like it. If you're not laughing, you'll get it later. That's okay. You can't take someone's dogs from their yard to your yard and expect to annoy somebody, the same as you can't allow your joy and happiness, the key to it, to be in someone else's hand. The people to your left and right, you can't allow people's expectations of you to limit your joy, to limit your happiness. Just because someone to your left and right may not be laughing, just pray for them. Say, Lord, by faith, I just pray that laughter over them, Jesus. Look at them all with that smug face. Mm-hmm. No, we ain't called to judge. We're called to love. We got to make sure we have joy. Everybody say joy. Because so many times when we have joy, when we have happiness, it makes it a lot easier to love. You know, I once heard someone say, what you fear the most reveals where you trust God the least. I want to say it again for somebody. What you fear the most reveals where you trust God the least. See, I think some of us have been questioning our call and our purpose. But so many times God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't change. If I called you then, I call you now. Your calling and your purpose hasn't changed, but maybe your joy and your will to do what he's called you to do has. Have you ever been there? I mean, I know what that feels like, man. It's like sometimes it's like, God, it's just, man, this is hard. But you know, if it was easy, everybody'd do it. Sometimes walking in the divine favor of God is not easy, but when we do it, it's so worth it. In the end of the day, I want to look back and say, God looks and says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You laughed when it wasn't easy to laugh. You loved when it wasn't easy to love. But at the end of the day, I want to choose joy so I can be at my strength, so I can be at my strongest to take on and do all that God has called me to do. Because when we have happiness and joy, it allows us to love. That's part two. That's point two I want to unpack today is love out loud. Say it with me, all campuses. Love out loud. Come on, all campuses. Love out loud. Now, I know when I said love out loud, there was a man somewhere that grabbed his wife's leg and said, bow, chicken, wow, wow. Did you hear that, baby? The pastor said it. You know it's God. Hello. Then somebody else sent a text. I love it when you call me Big Pop, but I throw your hands in the air if you's a... Whoa, is this church? I love this church, man. You guys get me. But then you got some millennials, you know, or the heartbreak songs, you know, and I understand. Listen, I can't sing, so it's okay to laugh. Like, I understand I can't. But it's like you hear that, thank you, next, shout out to my ex, hello. We've all had either romance of love, we've all had broken hearts, even if it's the Taylor Swift version. We are never getting back together. Or you go to the Isley Brothers. This old heart of mine been broke 1,000 times. I can't find love. I'm not talking about that love. I'm talking about loving out loud. Are you guys with me? I see too much laughter going on. I know this is LOL, but... You know, you find this in relationships too. Anybody love a backseat driver? Raise your hand. Five of you. Okay. Are you? Oh, you're the backseat driver. That's why you're raising your hand. Well, I'll pray for her. Lord, we just pray for that spirit to come off, Lord. And Jesus, woo, I felt it. It's gone. And Pastor Morgan, she's not a backseat driver. She's actually what I call a right seat driver. And the other day we're driving and I'm coming up on a light and I call this the mom arm. Okay. So we're driving. I'm looking around and all of a sudden I'm driving. Get this. She's in the passenger seat. And all of a sudden, I'm coming up, and I hear, oh, oh, oh. You know? I was like, what was that? You almost punched me in the face. She's like, were you going to stop? Well, yeah. I mean, what else was I going to do? Like, run through them? Many of us, we have these backseat drivers in relationships. We have people in relationships that can be our relationship drivers. Are you going to allow your wife to talk to you like that? Are you going to allow her to tell you what's to do? That's just me, okay? Thought of him. Okay. Are you going to allow him, girl, to tell you you can't wear that dress? Girl, that dress shows off all your figure. Hello. You married. You don't need to wear that dress. You know what I'm saying? Stop. Stop it. But so many times it's not easy to love out loud. It's not even easy in relationship because sometimes something as small as a fight in the car, or we call them intense times of fellowship. Anyway, so when you have intense times of fellowship, you carry that over because a little bit amounts to a lot. A little by little, it can build. And out of nowhere, you're like, well, I'm offended at you. I don't love, like, what? I love you, but I don't want to talk to you right now. I got a little bitterness on the inside of me with you. And that's the same thing that could have happened with David. Let's jump back into David's story. He was with King Saul. You'll find it in, I believe it's 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17. He will unpack right here. Or 1 Samuel 24. Saul keeps trying to kill him. He's coming after him, throwing physical spears at him. He tells everybody in their inner courts, he tells the army, go try to kill David. He's trying to overthrow me. He's trying to take my throne. We can't allow this. And if you read the Bible, actually Saul tried to kill him many times, many over and over and over. And David just kept running. He didn't try to kill him. He didn't try to hurt him. But there was a time where David and his mighty men went into a cave that sought refuge into a cave to hide. And then it says that Saul came into the cave to relieve himself to use the restroom. In that moment, David went up and he cut off the edge of his robe. He then said, the Bible says that he felt so bad because he had cut off the robe of God's anointed. is men are like, David, kill him. Look what the Lord has done. He's delivered your problem, your biggest problem, who's been trying to kill you and you haven't done anything about, into your hands. What are you going to do? Are you going to take it? Come on, let's do this. He went up, cut the robe, and he immediately felt bad. Why? Because when you love out loud and you're full of love, there's not room for anything else on the inside of you. He had so much love and honor, not only for God, but for God's anointed, he felt bad that he even cut it. And in the Bible, we'll find in the end of the scripture, Saul goes out of the cave after he is done. And it says, see my father, see the corner, David says, of your robe in my hand, for by the fact that I cut off the corner of your robe and I did not kill you, you may know and see that there is no wrong or treason in my hands. I have not sinned against you, though you hunt my life to take it. You know, many theologians, many people say that have studied this, that that is actually one of the key moments where David won the hearts and the honor and the love of the people. The love of the armies. Why? Because how many of us, let's be honest, across all campuses, and if you're on rebroadcast, how many of us say, you know what? If the solution to my biggest problem that's been bothering me like crazy presented itself in front of me, I would take any solution and any action necessary to alleviate the problem. Raise your hand. Come on now, don't lie in church. That should be everybody. You just know the punchline, so it's not even fair. I should have asked you the question first. So we see this, and then he comes out and he says, look, I didn't want to kill you. I love you. I want to show you love. Because if you want love, you have to sow love. The Bible's very clear on the sowing and the reaping principle. It's all throughout the Bible. You'll find it in finances. You'll find it in time. The Bible says in your time, your talent, and your treasure, whatever you sow, you will. Let's try that one more time. All campuses, whatever you sow, you will. That's right. Whatever we're sowing, we're going to reap. If we want to receive love, we got to show love. Well, Pastor Austin, how do I show love? I want to give you a few ways we can show love. One of the ways at all campuses today is Growth Track Step 4. If you've never been through Growth Track, it's our next steps program to get you in, not only connected with God, connected with people, to discover your purpose, but today in Step 4, we get to make a difference. How do I make a difference? How can I love out loud? So when you go today, replace the words make a difference and put love out loud. How can I go to Growth Track and find out how to love out loud? You know, I always say when we're serving one another and not expecting a return, that's true love. Like if you say, man, I want to serve the person to my left and right, and not because I want something from them, but I want to give something to them. And that is showing the love of Christ. That is showing that I have joy on the inside of me, that I am strong in who I am, that I just want to show you all that God has done for me by my serve. Well, it's easy for you to say, Pastor Austin, you're on the stage. I'm not talking on the stage. I'm talking everything it takes to make church happen. I'm talking being an usher. Look around at all campuses, the people in black shirts with earpieces in. Are you kidding me? They get here early to help usher in the presence of God. You go to the porticos or the areas where there's coffee at all campuses, and you see the people there that a moment ago, all of us said that we love coffee, water, and tea, that brings us joy. You can help bring joy to someone, actually put this message into action today by serving in the portico. You can actually get into Growth Track if you love Growth Track and you've been through it and you understand how important it is. You can actually serve in Growth Track and help people connect with God, connect with people, discover their purpose, and help find ways to make a difference. Or like we said today, how to love out loud. When we get into Growth Track, we find that God has a purpose for our life. I want to ask you, do you know what your purpose is? Do you know how to love out loud? When I think of a few people, one person I think of that's leading iConnect group is Bobby Rice at the Ferguson Florissant campus. I think of Bobby leading multiple different groups at different times because Bobby received life change. He saw that there's power in small groups, and then Bobby said, you know what? I want to show someone else. I want to lead a group, not for me, but for you, for you, for you, for you, for you. Today, what are we doing to serve others? Are we serving? Are we in a small group? Are we surrounding ourselves? Like I love, David had his mighty men, but in that moment, David did not have the small group to support the decisions in life. They're telling him, kill him, and God's telling him, no. Do you have the people around you who will encourage you even when it's the toughest to make the right decision? Do we have the people that are going to say, hey, you know what? Don't do what you want to do. Do what God's telling you to do. Have you prayed about it? Have you thought about it?
Have you seek counsel? The Bible says to talk or to seek godly counsel before we take an action. So today, as we're laughing out loud and we're loving out loud, these are the LOLs of life. But we have to laugh. We got to find our joy. And if we find love, we truly will find ourselves living out the purpose that God has for us. The last point I want to unpack in my last few minutes is live out loud. All campuses, I want you to say it with me. Say, live out loud. When I think of living out loud, some of us, so many of us go, man, I don't qualify for this. Like, I barely love the Lord. I barely love people. Like, you should have seen me, what I was doing in traffic today, because people just don't know how to drive. You know what I'm saying? And do you know my actions I took last night? Did you see me after the Blues won the hockey game and they're going to the Stanley Cup? I mean, come on, man. It's been like 50 years. I'm not judging. We serve a God of grace, but what I am saying is it doesn't matter the decisions you made yesterday, last year, 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago, but in this moment that you can actually start moving forward in all that God has for you. Find laughter, find joy, find your strength. God is love. He created us in His own image so that we are love. So if we have joy, which is our strength, then we are already created in love. And in Galatians, we find out about the fruits of the Spirit. So we have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We already have it. We're packaged from the factory full of all the contents that we need. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. But are we actually utilizing all of that to push forward and live out loud? When I think of living out loud, there's a woman down at our West Palm Beach campus that leads an iConnect group. Her name is Kendra. I love Kendra. She was actually in one of my small groups. I did some speaking and learning to be better with public speaking. And I loved it. She progressed so well. But then she started leading a group of her own. And I'm so proud of her. And the reason I'm proud is because she started leading a group that would go into the city and flyer cars, inviting people to church, and then asking people, hey, it's okay if you don't want to come to church, but is there anything we can be praying with you about? So then she would pray with them and say, you know, she would pray. But one of the stories that I love, she sent me a testimony, an email, is as they're praying for a man's healing of his knees, all of a sudden there was a woman that stood at the distance. Then afterwards, the woman came over after they were done praying for the man, and the woman said, I saw you pray for him. I've never seen someone pray like this in public. I don't even know if I qualify for this, but I could really use some prayer for my life. Could you guys just pray over me? In that moment, that small group that Kendra leads prayed over. How do we know? And we don't. But I guarantee you that that changed the trajectory of that woman's life. It probably took her out of some things that she was going to fall into. It probably encouraged her to make some decisions she may have not have made that day if that occurrence wouldn't have happened. So I want to ask you today, Faith Church, at all campuses, you joining us online, what decisions are you making today to live out loud for God? Maybe you're like Kendra. Kendra didn't just want to lead a small group. It started with she found healing in a small group. She found community in a small group. She found that, man, people love me. And then she started actually saying, you know what? People believe in me. I never had this in my life before. People are championing me. People are cheering me on that I can do this thing. Come on. If you believe you can do this thing, I want to be your cheerleader today. I want to be your champion and tell you at all campuses, come on, Ferguson, Florissant, Pastor Omar is there right now with Ryan Potter. They want to champion you to be all that God has called you to be. Weldon Spring, we want to champion you. West Palm Beach, online, Earth City, we want to champion you. We want to be behind you. And that's part of what Growth Track is. That's part of what getting a small group is. It's learning as iron sharpens iron. That's what the Bible says, as one sharpens another. Are we sharp? Are we laughing out loud? Are we loving out loud so that we can live out loud? Pastor Austin, I don't qualify. 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, do not look on his face, nor on the height of his body, for I have not chosen him. God is telling this to Samuel as he goes to anoint David. Man judges by the outward looks, but God looks at the heart. How many of you are thankful today at all campuses that God looks at the heart and not the outward appearance and not the stupid things we've done, the mistakes we've made? I stand here in front of you. I've made so many mistakes. My gosh, I don't qualify to be on a stage, but my God said, I don't call the qualified. I qualify the called. That all I want to do is I want to find joy in this journey. I want to laugh through it, man. I want to love through it. I want to show love because I really want to live out all that God has for me. And if that's showing you the side of laughter and that's so embarrassing of my nacho butt. If it's sharing with you my love for food, whatever it is here at Faith Church, we want to encourage you that you too can live out loud all that God has for you. Let's go back to the story of David. I want 2 more minutes. Can I get 2 more minutes? 2 more minutes?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 more minutes. All right, here we go. Just kidding. I'm wrapping up here in a minute. So let's step back for a second before we finish up the story of David. So he's anointed to be king. He goes back to the shepherd field. So he's a shepherd. He had a lot of seasons here. He's a shepherd. He's a son that didn't even get called up for the blessing. That's got to be hard. He was a musician that even had physical spears thrown at him. Maybe there's somebody down a few cubicles from you that have been throwing some physical spears or maybe some words at you or about you at the office. Are you loving him? Are you still forgiving him? He was also the armor bearer to the man who's trying to kill him, King Saul. He goes, he has defeated Goliath. He spared Saul's life. And then Saul passes away in battle. So David becomes king. David then conquers Jerusalem. He takes the Ark of the Covenant into the city and he establishes the kingdom that was founded by Saul. I love in Acts 13, 22, it says, after removing Saul, God, he made David their king. God testified concerning him about David. I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. If you're wondering how to live out loud, it's yes, it's serving. Yes, it's getting in a small group. But it's also having a heart after God. Saying, God, I just want more of your presence. I just want to be in your presence. I want to pray. I want to worship with everything that I have. That I actually got to wake up today on this Memorial Day weekend. That people laid down their life so I could have this opportunity to raise my hands in freedom and just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, we thank you. God, I want to be favored. God, I want to walk forward in these banner years of all that you have for me. I'm talking about living out loud the life that God has called us to live. Say, I got it. There's a scripture that says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So many times we forget, you think, well, I don't have greatness on the inside of me. Well, the scripture says that greater is he is on the inside of me. And if he's on the inside of you, God is greater than anything you can come up against. So if you're lacking love or lacking the ability to love, I want to encourage you today. If you find God, if you draw him close to you and everything, come on, Ferguson Florissant, you will find that God will draw near to you. If you find that joy, you'll find your strength. If you find that love, you'll find your purpose. Once you find your purpose, you'll be able to live it out loud. Come on, if you believe it today, can somebody just give God a shout of praise? Another story, Valencia Moore. She back in the day, she served at the Sunset Hills campus. She then said, you know what, serving isn't about me, it's about living out loud for someone else. She then went and she started serving here at our Earth City campus. When we were launching our Earth City campus, she said, I want to just serve, I want to love people. And then we're like, hey, you're serving there, but we need help in multimedia. And she's like, cool, I'm not defined by my position, I'm defined by my God, so I'll go serve somewhere else. She starts serving in multimedia, and then out of nowhere, God calls us to plant a campus in Ferguson, Florissant, and she raises her hand and says, I would love to go serve at that campus and launch that campus. And right now, Valencia Moore is serving as the director of multimedia. Come on, somebody, at our Ferguson Florissant campus. And it blows me away because our mission as Faith Church is people connect, families grow, lives are changed. Valencia is living that out each and every day by saying, you know what? It's not about the campus. It's not about me. It's not about the service. I'm not defined by my position, but instead the position that I am with God. Am I in right standing? Am I full of laughter? Am I full of love? And am I living out loud what God has called me to do, which is serve others, love others, and show them the love of Christ? Today, maybe you're thinking that same thing, man. I want that same deal. I want the same thing Valencia has. I want to serve. I want to be more about others than I am about myself, because whatever I give, I will get, because whatever I sow, I will reap. But the first step of that is living an out loud life. Because if you look at it, the LOL principle, laugh out loud, love out loud, live out loud, there's one thing that is common between all of them, the word loud. Many of us, I believe, are living an average life when God has called us to live a loud life. What is something loud? Something loud is something that is abrupt. Hey! Something loud grabs your attention. Something loud will make you tune in. Something loud will make you set your gaze on what is happening. And I want our life to be loud. I want our life to be like, you know what? I don't want this average life anymore. I want a life that when people see it, they say, how are you laughing so much, Mr. Nacho? But how are you loving so much without wanting anything in return? How are you loving God in such a way that you're living out loud and people just want to know what's different about you?
If that's the life that you want, if you want to live out these banner years and see, you really see the fullness of what God has for you emotionally, financially, physically, spiritually, in the banner years of 2019 and 2020, you really only have to do one thing. Everybody say one thing.
One
thing. We got to take the first step and make God Lord and Savior of our life. And here and online and all campuses, maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never said this prayer. I'm going to give you that opportunity. I want you to know when you die, are you going to heaven or hell? Where are you going after this life? This life is not ours. This life is, Lord has us here for a purpose. And the first step to seeing all that God has for us, to really living that out loud, is to receive Him as our Savior. So with every head bowed and every eye closed at all campuses, online, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Him today. But before that, if you say, you know what, I'm done living this average life. I'm done living a life of my own. I want to live life with God. I want to live that prosperous life. I want to live the life that is loud, that is boisterous, that says, you know what, I'm coming after it, God. I'm giving it all that I have because I'm going to get all that you have in return. Would you just raise your hand if you say, you know what, today's the day I want to say that prayer and invite Jesus into my life. I see those hands. Hands going up all across the room. I'm Ferguson, Florissant, come on, I see those hands. West Palm, Weldon Spring, Sunset Hills, everybody raising those hands online. Now say this prayer with me. Say, dear God, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and make me new. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die for me. I receive it today. My past is my past, and my future is new. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if you believe that today, can we just give God a shout of praise? Come on, and everybody said amen.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.